you think over your life, can you recall moments in your life when you thought to yourself, I wish I could just stay here forever? As I was thinking about that question, three examples came to my mind from my life. The first was during my summer before my last year in the seminary, and I took a trip to Belize, Central America, for the diaconate ordination of a classmate of mine who was from there. And we stayed a few days at a retreat house right on the ocean. And one evening we were just sitting out on the balcony with the stars above and the beauty of the water before us. And you could hear the ocean tide. And just sat there talking. And as the evening wore on, it never seemed to grow old. And knowing that eventually we'd have to call it a night, I remember thinking to myself, I wish I could just stay here forever. Second example is one that has repeated itself numerous times, and it is opportunities that I've had to sit in a rocking chair or recliner holding a newborn infant, maybe a niece or a nephew or the child of a friend, the baby sleeping peacefully in my arms, and again thinking to myself, I wish I could stay here forever. And the last example that came to my mind has also repeated itself. There have been times when I've spent a week in silence on retreat. And after time to detach myself from the busyness of everyday life and kind of settle in to the peace and the quiet, finding myself before the Blessed Sacrament maybe or outside on a starlit night, and feeling very deeply the closeness of God, thinking to myself, I wish I could stay here forever. All of us surely have moments like that in our lives. And if we can recall moments like that, I think it gives us a glimpse into the experience of St. Peter on Mount Tabor, where Christ was transfigured before him, this glorious account that we heard in today's gospel on this Feast of the Transfiguration. Every year on this day, August 6th, the church celebrates this feast, and it happens this year to fall on a Sunday. St. Peter, there with the Lord in glory before him, spoke those words, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here. Peter wanted to camp out there on the mountain. He didn't want to leave. He wished he could stay there forever. What St. Peter experienced on that mountain and what we experience when we find ourselves in a place that we don't want to leave is a foretaste of heaven. I wish I could stay here forever. That's a little glimpse into the experience that will be ours, the sentiment that will fill our soul when we see God face to face, as he is, in his glory. When we're united with all of the angels and saints in that great communion before his heavenly throne. Sometimes I think we ponder heaven and we think of it as if it's a long drawn-out theology class, or a place where we'll just kind of be stuck for all eternity, a place where we'll be constrained against our will to spend eternity. Eternity seems mind-boggling and perhaps a little boring. But heaven is eternal. It's perfect joy. It's the fullest experience of life. It's this overwhelming peace. It will not be possible for us to be bored, and we will not want to leave. We will rejoice that it is eternal. And finally, we'll say, I wish I could stay here forever, and we will. But Peter wasn't allowed to stay on that mountain. He offered to build those tents, but he never got any response to that offer. Instead, after this glorious experience with the Lord, He had to come down the mountain with Christ. Because you see, what the Lord gave Peter and James and John and what he gives us in those mountaintop experiences in our lives is a glimpse of what's to come in order to encourage us to keep going. Peter still had work to do in the world. He still himself needed to be more deeply converted. Christ desired to work a more profound interior transformation in his soul. And Peter had work to do on behalf of the kingdom. The great mission to be the first pope. The great mission with the rest of the apostles to go out into the world. To bring others to the saving truth of the gospel. And so it is for us. Thanks be to God, from time to time, we receive glimpses of that beatifying glory to come. But the vast majority of our lives is rather mundane and ordinary. And perhaps we wish we could just skip over it all and speed along to the glory of heaven. But it's in those ordinary daily tasks, our regular fidelity, day after day, that little by little God transforms us if we have hearts open to Him. Little by little He converts us more completely to Himself and prepares us for the glory to come. And it's in those ordinary daily tasks and encounters that He places before us opportunities to share that joy with others and to invite others to come and meet the Lord. And to receive from Him that same grace that we have received. But for that to happen, it depends upon our fidelity, our willingness to walk step by step, day after day, in communion with Christ, with hearts open to Him, to see those opportunities He places before us. If we're faithful to God only in those moments of consolation, but then we allow ourselves to wander away, distracted by everything around us, we're going to miss opportunities for the greatest growth and even risk losing the eternal reward He desires to give us. Now, I think a simple litmus test of this is Sunday Mass. The Mass has great power to transform us. But if we're faithful to Sunday Mass only when we feel like it, but excuse ourselves when it's inconvenient or when something else is more attractive, then we miss out on that transforming power that these sacred mysteries can effect in us. But if we're here week after week, attracted sometimes by the desire to be here, but at other times merely willing ourselves to be faithful, true to the Lord, to open our hearts to Him, perhaps without any consolation, but simply with the desire to please Him. Little by little, what happens here transforms our lives and helps us throughout the week as we're out and about in our daily lives to be even more transformed and to recognize those opportunities to share the love of God with others. I'm sure all of you, as you listen to this very eloquent homily, are thinking to yourselves, I wish I could stay here forever. But we have to move on to the high point of the Mass. For in just a moment, Christ Himself will be present here. Not transfigured in glory as He was on the mountain, but hidden very humbly under the appearance of bread and wine. And whether we've been looking forward to coming this morning or find ourselves here simply because we know it's where we should be, it is good that we are here. So let us open our hearts, asking our Lord for the grace to be faithful to Him at all times, so that we might merit to see Him one day. radiant with the glory of his heavenly kingdom. Saint Gerard Majella, pray for us.